Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It is Dave and Fionnuala. Hello. We've come across a French guy who would die for what in Ireland? And it's not Cliftsmore, it's not Temple Bar.
There is one thing in Ireland I can die for it.
There are some thoughts, Caelan.
The one thing you would die for is cheese and onion, potato crisps.
Caelan does not speak like that normally, nor does the French guy speak like that. No, it is not cheese and onion crisps.
Well, lads, that French lad, he wants a bit of Irish goat meat.
A bit of Irish goat
meat. I may have a contact for him.
Carl from Irish goat meat might have a contact for Irish goat meat. It is neither of those things. French guy, reveal yourself. What would you die for?
There is one thing in Ireland I can die for. It's a bread. Like, it's a slice, like brioche bread.
It's not brioche bread, but he thinks it is because it is just your run-of-the-mill, every day, we've all had it, sliced pan loaf.
White pan, sliced pan, and he is treating this like it is one of the wonders of the world. He can't get over it.
And he's French, you know. They know about their bread.
I have the toasty one, but I think my favorite is Brennan. Brennan.
Mr. Brennan, give me the bread.
And you can toast it, obviously. But I prefer when it's, you know, like soft like that. It's so, so good. I love it.
Isn't it great to hear French people who know their breads, we have to admit, admire our bread?
We do it very well, but does he have it right in what he's saying is the best? Well, he's holding up in the video, as I said, a slice of white slice pan, and it appears to be the toasty brand from, I want to say, Irish Pride?
Johnson Mooney and O'Brien.
Apologies, Johnson Mooney and O'Brien.
I have to go and verify this because I love my white slice pan loaves.
Okay.
It's a Johnson Mooney and O'Brien toasty. Made a good selection, but is it really the top hierarchy of any bread you can get in Ireland?
About a year ago, more than a year ago, we did the spud scale where we ranked like wedges, mash, roasties, regular boiled potatoes from 5 to 1. How do you feel about doing the bread barometer today, Dave?
Let's do a top three.
Okay.
Your top three breads. We're not certainly thinking brands, but brands are acceptable. I'm going to put a ciabatta in third.
Oh, very nice, yeah.
I'm going to put Gallagher's sourdough white bread in second. If you had it, you know, and if you don't, you should have it. And I'm going to put a fresh out of the deli / bakery crusty roll, aka a baguette, in numero uno position.
That's Dave's bread barometer. I need a little bit of time to think about mine, so we will give you the same time maybe to think about yours.
Maybe I've rushed into this bread barometer. Those are my top three.
They're not locked in, though. We will allow you maybe a little bit of time to revise. Should a suggestion come in, Dave, that you haven't thought about, and you're like, oh God, that needs to be in my bread barometer.
087-1-102-107. To make this French guy happy, welcome the bread barometer.
We've already done the spud scale before. That needed 5 places because there's so much variety. But for today, top 3 breads. I think I've decided, Dave. Don't know if I'm committed to these forever, but what comes to me. Number 3, McCambridge's whole wheat bread.
Good choice. Nice.
Toasted with butter and a bit of raspberry jam.
Okay, podium position.
Second, don't have a brand for these. I think you can get them in most supermarkets. They are the part-baked bake-at-home rolls or baguettes. I've only recently started getting these. They are good.
They are very good. And that's a surprising second choice, to be honest.
Good. And look, I'm going very basic for number one. Because of the versatility of it, Dave, this will give you an excellent sandwich. This will give you perfect toast first thing in the morning, or, crucially, toast at the end of a night out.
Where is she going here?
Irish Pride Big Toast.
That's a great choice. That is a great choice. But you don't even have a look in for poor Claire.
You've got to put Vida bread in there. I know you can only get it in the north of Ireland, but my God, is it good. If you have that with Kerrygold butter, there's nothing nicer.
Surprisingly, this is not the first time I've been told to eat Vida bread. It's like a malt brownish loaf. You would swear it was made with Guinness. That's the colour of it. But you can get it in shops in the north of Ireland. There are probably some places in Donegal, Cavan, Monaghan, Louth as well you can get it. It's a staple of the north diet.
And Claire loves it, so it's clearly Claire's number one. But Claire, you didn't tell us your top three. What else is making it into your bread barometer?
There was a time in this country, when we were a real country, that you couldn't walk down the street without getting a panini. Not a smell of a panino. at all now.
They were Celtic Tiger times. We'll know the boom is back if a panini returns en masse into our menus.
If you start seeing places starting to sell paninis, you know a crash is coming.
Oh, the crash is coming. The crash is so back. Okay.
No, we're back, but we're on the way out. If paninis come back, then us as a country. You think there's enough in Australia now? Wait till you see paninis coming back.
At least our carb quality will keep us going through the crash, okay?
Just quick run by here. Does a scone count as bread?
No. Sorry, I have to rule that out.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So a scone is not allowed on the bread barometer?
Like...
Just checking. I
wouldn't
opinion.
Put it there, but if you can make a strong enough argument for it, maybe I'll be swayed.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.